Adopting new on-farm technology the smart way. Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfield's Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit, a biological report partnership with TerraSim. This week, an East Central Illinois farmer shares how he trials new technology and his experience with TerraSim from New Leaf Symbiotics. He also highlights how he believes biologicals are the next innovative technology for agriculture to build bushels and push yield. All coming up next on Brownfield.
Do more in 2022 with the power of TerraSim by New Leaf Symbiotics. If you're looking for cutting-edge biological technology, TerraSim delivers, and we have the yield data to prove it. Our 2020 growing season saw a win rate of 79% for corn with a 4.5 bushel per acre advantage and 75% for soybeans with a 2.0 bushel per acre advantage. TerraSim increases yields, improves nutrient uptake, and strengthens crops. For over 4 years, we've partnered with growers for in-field testing to maximize yields and to keep advancing our technology. Use TerraSim alone or combine it with existing conventional agriculture products, traits and practices for more convenience, yield, and consistency. Plus, TerraSim is now available in our new hassle-free direct planter box application for both corn and soybeans. From planting to harvest, do more in 2022 with TerraSim by New Leaf Symbiotics. Learn more by visiting TerraSim2022.com.
John Yeely grows corn and soybeans in East Central Illinois near Marshall. He tells Brownfield what he believes is the next innovative technology in agriculture.
Well, what I'm seeing a lot of now is a lot of these microbials. There are several companies out there putting some products out that are real interesting. And there's also some molecules that are being put out there, too, to enhance plant growth and whatnot and how they utilize nitrogen. And I really see that being the new frontier. It's really exciting what's come out here in the last few years. You're still getting some new technology and seed traits and hybrids and whatnot, but I really think what you're really going to see in the next 5 years is going to be a big boost out of these microbials.
He explains how he goes about trial runs with new technologies and his experience with the biological product TerraSim.
Here about 3 years ago, I got in touch with a company called Intent, and they are contracted by these companies that are putting out new products, and they get with farmers, and we do in-farm large trials, so it's not just like a half-acre test plot. We're doing actual field trials, and that's been really nice for me to look at some of this stuff that's just coming into the pipeline, kind of get your foot in the door on this newer technology. So like last year with Intent, TerraSim had them test two new products they were looking at. So I ended up putting out a plot. I actually did two plots for them just because I had the extra seed. And it was the TerraSim 401 versus what they called NL12 and NL13. And I had it in two fields that were side by side. And what we saw across both fields, there was an increase in root growth over the check. And I was skeptical. You know, at first, I was like, well, that's another, what they call witch's oil or whatever, witch's brew to put on there. But we went out and did the root dig. And I tell you, it was impressive. You're looking at twice the root mass. You really couldn't see it looking out across the field, but when you run the combine through it, we analyze the data. I was getting off that one product. I think they're launching it for next year. I had a 7.5, almost 8 bushel increase in beans on the yield. That's huge. I'm a real big believer in it. I've got another trial out with them this year, and I don't want to speak out of place, but I just started taking that trial out yesterday, and I'm going to guess that there's a 5 to 10 bushel advantage on it. Just looking at the trial, I did 40-foot strips of it, and I can see it in the yield map. It's pretty obvious what's going on there. So it's a really exciting product, especially the price point on it. I think it's somewhere between $4 and $5 an acre to put it on. If you're making 5 to 10 bushel at $12 beans, that's a pretty good little investment there.
That wraps up this week's edition of Managing for Profit, a biological report partnership with TerraSim.